As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
You're on The Burt Show.
So we're about to start texting with Charlotte to her fiance, who has put, what, 30, 40 pounds on in like 3 months or something like that?
That's what she said.
Since they got engaged. And she's really worried about him health-wise. The subplot here, I think, is she's a little bit worried about how the picture's going to look in for the wedding. Is he even going to be able to get into his tux? But the priority here is his health. Is he okay? That's a lot of weight to put on in a short amount of time. And it all seems to have started as soon as they got engaged. And Kristen said that she's got the perfect way in.
No, I did not say it was perfect.
What'd you say?
I just felt like it would be a sensitive way at handling the conversation to bring it to his attention.
Okay. Because I was going to suggest the first text is lose 30 pounds by this day or we're putting the wedding off.
No, that is not what we are going to do. He is joking, by the way. Charlotte, I did a quick Google, right? And I just said, okay, why does a person put on a lot of weight in a short period of time? In Medical News Today, an article popped up, what causes rapid weight gain? And it says right there, most people experience fluctuations in their weight. However, rapid weight gain can indicate an underlying health condition. So what I think we should do is you should pull this article up on your phone and copy the link and send it to him in conjunction with the text we're going to send.
Okay.
Is that too intense? Because if you're gaining that much weight in a short period of time, it very well could be an underlying health condition.
I don't disagree with your strategy. I just think as the first text.
Not the first text. Like, that's going to be like we send a text. Hey, I need to talk to you about something. It's going to be uncomfortable. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad about yourself, but I am concerned.
Yeah, I think we got to be a little bit sensitive off the bat. Because yes, if you just send him like an article being like, hey, you're looking a little chunky.
No.
Go to your doctor. It's going to be, no. It's going to be a little
that is not the plan. I don't want to just send this text with no like clarification. So I think what I just said as, hey, babe, I got to talk to you about something. It's a little uncomfortable, mainly because I don't want to make you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, I think we definitely need to address the fact that, like, I think you're probably going to take this in a way that I'm not meaning. I just genuinely care about you.
There should be some kind of, like, the word concern to me, I think should be in there somewhere.
I agree with the tactic, and I think your text is great. I just feel like it's not medical. It might be mental health, but if he's eating more than he used to, your thyroid isn't going to, like, it's obviously added calories, so it might be stress or mental issues, but I think that is a very nice, disarming way of tackling something difficult.
Okay. All right. So, hey, babe, got to talk to you about something.
Hey, babe.
Or hey, whatever. Like, I call bar babe. So,
hey, Pookie.
Yeah. Insert your pet name?
I usually call him Sweetie. So hey. Should I just put like, hey, Sweetie?
Yes.
I think maybe we should stay away from sweets. Might have something to do
with you. I cannot with you.
The fat jokes are great. I'm living for
it. It wasn't a fat joke. It was a sweet joke.
Uh-huh.
It was a sugar joke.
Hey, salty. Hey, salad.
Hey, sweetie.
Okay.
I got to talk to you about something, and it may be uncomfortable. I don't mean for it to be. I'm just coming from a place of concern.
Hey, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got a better idea.
No, Tommy.
Tommy can make these jokes.
No, I got a better idea.
Okay.
They're engaged, right?
Yes.
They're planning their wedding. They're thinking about the reception. Text him and say, I'm thinking about first songs for the reception. And then send him this link and say, how do you like this song?
Just because you like that song, Tommy, doesn't mean he will like that song.
Well, that would go viral.
It's a bop, though.
We just want to leave it at that and send and get his response back.
The Tommy suggestion?
No, absolutely not. What do you have written thus far, Charlotte?
Okay, I have, hey, sweetie, I need to talk to you about something. It may be uncomfortable. I don't mean it to be. I'm just concerned.
Yeah, that would get my attention.
Okay, all right, hit send.
Several factors can play a role in gaining and retaining excess weight. These include diet, lack of exercise, environmental factors, and genetics.
Oh, you guys, the answer. It doesn't sound good.
I would say, I've noticed some changes in you, because that could be mental, changes in you over the last however many months. I just want to check in.
And make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I got Jimmy some Bluey shoes I'm really excited about.
I saw that.
Oh, what do they look like? So it's from the episode Keepy Uppy. And so Bluey's on one shoe and Bingo's on the other, and they're passing a balloon to each other.
Aww.
I want them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They come in a size 6 woman's?
Maybe.
I'll sport them.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my foot. It's jacked up.
What size do you wear?
It's like 6.
Are you? I'm a 6.5.
You are?
Yeah.
Twins. So if you get a pair, I can borrow them.
Totes.
Totes my goats.
Kristen has an excellent shoe collection.
You do?
Oh.
Do you have like a pair of like Louboutins?
Oh, yeah. I got 2.
Are they comfortable?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not a shoes gal. I'm a perfume gal.
Really?
Because I like the way when you smell something, it triggers memories. So I have like specific perfumes for different outfits. Because I'm like, ooh, this is a cozy grandma outfit. This is like a hot girl outfit.
That is so funny because I'm like completely adverse to perfumes. I don't wear anything. Not even scented lotions.
Do you not like to smell good?
I have been asking that question for a decade.
I just got a really sensitive nostril, nose, nasal passage. So, yeah. I know where it stems from. And, like, I love her, but growing up, I remember getting in that hot Astro van and my mom getting in wearing her Boucheron, and she would put so much on that it would just fill up the van with that scent. And it was just like, it was so much that I don't like perfumes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have a couple I think I'm allergic to.
What's that?
He answered you guys and it's not great. I don't feel good about his answer.
All right. What do you say?
Okay. So fine. Are you okay?
Well, it could be worse. I mean, he could have like cussed you out or something. Like, what do you mean?
But mine's basically an F you.
No, that'd be K.
I know
period.
That he's sensitive. I feel like I've triggered him, and I don't want to. That's why I had so much trouble approaching him face to face. I thought maybe we could do it this way. If you like, but like, I could see already he's like. His feelings are upset.
Yeah,
I
know this might be one of those conversations where he's like super super hurt now, and then at some point or another you can come back, but. You guys are assuming that he already knows what she's talking about?
I feel like he might not. Like, he might just be like, I just, you know.
I would be shocked if he did, because, I mean, love you guys, but every texting teeter we do with a man, he's typically very oblivious. So for him to have picked up on this already, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about weight gain, though, I mean, we've said this before about women, that they know they don't, it doesn't need to be pointed out. So why is it any different than a guy?
No, very true. And maybe, I'm sure he recognizes that. I just don't know if he recognizes that's what we're getting at in this text conversation. I mean, and maybe, you know, maybe he's one of those that is very intuitive and he sees through all of this and that he knows he's gained weight and that you've noticed he's gained weight. And this is your way of trying to address it with him. And now we're just trying to, like, sidestep it. And
what do we do now? I mean, he's all obviously sensitive, and she hasn't even gotten to the part that she wants to address with him.
This is what you're going to say. Listen, I love you for better or for worse, in sickness and in health.
I like that. Okay.
This message is coming from a place of love. If you need to talk about anything, I'm here.
Okay.
It's the same reason why my brother's adverse to sweet tea, because we had it at every single dinner.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't drink that anymore because no caffeine.
Can you not get uncaffeinated sweet tea? Does that not exist? I was never a sweet tea drinker.
No, well, I just don't do it because of the excess sugar.
Oh.
He texts it back.
Okay.
He says, I'm fine, don't understand, but okay. So he has no idea what we're talking about. I thought he might realize.
I don't think he does,
man. Not a clue. Well, he's deflected.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Good luck with that tonight. Should she say, let's discuss tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just go ahead and do it over phone. You've already started the conversation.
Do it now, you're saying, or call him?
No, do it now.
Do it now?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Read what he said again.
He said, I'm fine, don't understand, but okay.
This is actually one of the few conversations I would suggest doing via text instead of face-to-face.
Really?
Mm-hmm,
why is that?
Because it is such a hard subject, I think, to talk about for both parties, that it allows somebody else to react and, like, not feel embarrassed face-to-face.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, because basically, at the end of the day, even though it's about your health, you're like, hey, you gained a ton of weight and I noticed. So to tell somebody that is like, oh, God, you know, especially with the stigma around weight. And so to allow them to kind of feel like they can save face without having to be face-to-face and talk about it, I think is kind of nice.
All right, then we're going to go in and be like, I've noticed that you've experienced some rapid weight gain in the past few months.
Okay.
If you had lost a rapid amount of weight in the last few months, I would still be coming to you because I think there's a health issue.
Okay. That's good because it really makes it a health thing. Like, you know, if you lost or gained this much weight that fast, then I'd be concerned. So I feel okay about it because it's not just about him being heavier. Mm-hmm. It just, like, makes it a health thing because I put the losing weight too.
It doesn't make it a health thing. It is a health thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Whether it's a mental health thing or a biological health thing, it's a health thing.
Yeah, this any behavior that isn't consistent with what you know of him from the beginning is going to be concerning. Yes, we're talking about weight gain here, but if he... I can't think of an example right now, but if there was a really drastic difference in anything he was doing, you'd be concerned.
Yeah. And you're not being accusatory or making comments about his appearance. Like, I know when people were concerned about me being underweight, like, they would talk about how I looked and I'd be like, okay, well, ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
This happened to you a lot when you were younger or even now?
I remember one specific instance. I was in Publix and one of, like, my, I won't be specific, but an adult in my life came up to me and was like, ooh, you look like skeletal. And I was like, let's not make comments about children.
And you're just naturally thin, right? So there are going to be some that are going to like, oh, she got a problem.
Yeah. There's always going to be comments about your weight when you're a woman, I think. I've just come to terms with that.
He answered.
Okay.
Okay. Says, I feel fine. Pretty sure I'm fine.
Cass, we got to lean on you on this one. So he says he's fine, which is really his way of saying he don't want to talk about it.
Then he's fine.
Then he's fine? Drop it?
I would. I mean, I think at some point you respect your partner's boundaries. If you already planted the seed that something is wrong health-wise, maybe you could leave it with like, hey, it wouldn't hurt to talk to your doctor about the physical changes you've been undergoing.
So how about we like, okay, glad to hear. It would put my mind and heart at ease if you spoke to your doctor.
Okay.
Why don't you talk to your doctor?
And she should say, I will.
Okay. Right. Let's go together.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
I am guessing there is going to be a text later on today or a conversation tonight.
Pull up the articles. Like, do your research. Seriously.
And I implore you the same way Cassie did. Do not make this superficial at all about the pictures, about the wedding, the assumption that he just got lazy because now he's locked you in. That is going to get you nowhere. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Definitely don't tell him he's slobbed out.
All right, Charlotte.
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Look, his feelings are going to be hurt for whatever reason. But I think your suggestion to go see the doctor is all you can do. But it's going to come around again tonight. So, like Cass said, just handle it with sensitivity.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're on The Burt Show.